Hey, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Vav. Today's shiur is sponsored by Jeremy Lustman, L'Zecher Nishmas, his grandfather, Yaakov Eliezer ben Yosef, and also by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. We are holding three lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Hei Beis, and we're in the middle of going through the 10 examples that Rava brings, the 10 cases that Rava brings, that even though the Torah seems to express itself B'Lashon Yachid, even Rabbi Eloi would agree that Shutfim are Chayiv. You see, Rabbi Eloi is one that said that by Reish Sagez, that Shutfim are Potter from Reish Sagez. Even Jewish Shutfim, when both partners are Jewish, you're Potter from Reish Sagez. So we're in the middle of giving 10 examples where even though there is a Shutfus, even Rabbi Eloi would say that one is Chayiv in these mitzvahs. So we gave 4 examples yesterday. We gave the examples of Truma and Chala and Peya, and Bechora, and now we're going to give another 6 examples, and then the Gemara is going to tell us that since Rabbi Eloi is based on a comparison to Truma, we're going to have 8 halachos that should emerge from a comparison between Reish Sagez and Truma, and we're going to question whether all these 8 halachos are true, that everything that applies to Truma, and we're going to suggest 8 different things, should apply to Reish Sagez as well, and that's going to take us all the way to the middle of Amud Beis. And then in the middle of Amud Beis, we're going to come to Psak Halacha as far as Reish Sagez is concerned in Chutz La'aretz, and we're going to pass in 2 other unrelated things. And then in the last discussion of the daf, we're going to discuss whether Reish Sagez applies to an animal that is a treifa. Would you be chayiv in Reish Sagez on an animal that is a treifa? So let's begin 3 lines from the bottom of the page on Kuf Lamed Hei Beis Mezuzah. So mezuzah, avagav d'chsev beisecha didach in shutfus lo, mezuzah, even though it says beisecha, which would imply that you're chayiv in mezuzah when you are the exclusive owner of your house. But if you have a shutfus with another Jew, you're part from mezuzah. That's why, kasher rachman l'man yirbu yumeichem v'yumei b'neichem. That's why it says b'lashon rabim, to tell me that shutfim are chayiv in mezuzah. Ay, ve'ele beisecha l'mayasa. So then what do I do with the word beisecha? What's it coming to teach me? Why is it said in the singular? So you'd expect the Gemara to answer the same way it answered the last 3 times when we had a singular lashon, even though shutfim are chayiv, l'mu'utei shutfasakum, right? To tell me that if your partner is a non-Jew, then you're going to be pater. But oddly, that's not the Gemara's answer. L'chadrabba, what do I do with beisecha to teach me what Rabba taught me? Da'amar Rabba, derech biyascha minayimin. It's there to tell me which side of the doorpost to put the mezuzah, that you put it on the derech biyascha, on the right side of the doorpost. So the Rishonim, of course, are bothered why it is that we didn't give the same answer that we've given up until this point. So that is a kasha that the Rashba raises, and the Rashba suggests that mezuzah is chovas hadar, and it's made for shmira, and a Jew that lives even in a bayis that's beshutmus with an achri requires shmira. If anything, he may require more shmira, and therefore he's going to be chayiv in mezuzah. So he can't tell me that beisecha comes to be mimait or shutmus with a guy, because adrabba, a shutmus with a guy is still going to be chayiv in mezuzah. That's the shita of the Rashba. Tosfos asks the same kasha as the Rashba, and he doesn't give the teretz that the Rashba gives, that shutfus with the guy is chayiv in mezuzah, which leads you to believe that Tosfos holds shutfus with the guy is in fact pater from mezuzah. But perhaps because it's such a davar pashut, the Gemara doesn't darshin such a halacha. So the Rashba says the Gemara doesn't darshin such a halacha because it's not true. Other Rishonim say, no, the halacha is true, that shutfus with the guy is pater from mezuzah. The Gemara just has better drushos to make. In fact, that goes Mordechai says explicitly that Rav Avigdor asked Rabbi Chaim if a house that's owned in partnership between a Jew and a non-Jew is chayiv in mezuzah. Should we say from the fact that the Gemara is not mimayit shutfas nakri from beisecha, like the Rashba says, that it tells me you're chayiv? Or no, maybe since it's learned from Laman Yirbu, you could only learn that a bias of Shrei Shutfim where Yisraelim are, or Makbar Antara and Ribo Yemeyam are chayiv, but with the Shutfus of the guy, you'd be patered. So the Ramah Paskins like the Mordechai, and he patters a partnership when there's a house that's owned in partnership between a Jew and a non-Jew. But the Beis Yosef quotes the Shita of the Rashba that you're chayiv and Paskins like the Rashba against the Mordechai. So it turns out it's a Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. Now, why taka is it pater? Why does Ramah hold that you're pater from mezuzah when you have this partnership with Jew and non-Jew? So the Shach explains in Simen Reish Samech Vav, in Siv Katan Vav, that the reason is the reason that Rabbeinu Chaim gave. And now goes Mordechai. That part of the bais is pater mezuzah, is pater from mezuzah, belongs to a guy, and therefore you're going to be pater. And then he says another reason is so that people, the guy shouldn't think that the Yisrael is doing some sort of kishuf, that he's putting some sort of scroll on his door, that he's going to get suspicious, similar to what the Gemara says by Bedikas Chametz, that you got to be careful when you have an adjacent wall between a Jew and a non-Jew, to be looking in the holes of the wall with a candle. He's going to think you're casting some sort of spell or something, so we have to be similarly concerned when it comes to mezuzah. So these are some of the reasons that are suggested. Okay, this is very nogei lemaisa, like an apartment building where there are Jews and non-Jews that live in the apartment building. Okay, so your apartment is yours, it's not his, so you're not going to be chayv in mezuzah. But what about the hallways? What about the other areas, the common areas of the apartment building? So you would say, or condos where you own it. Not if it's a rental, maybe it's different. But condos where you own it. So what's going to be the halacha? So this is very nogea to that discussion. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Meiser, but when another example, a sixth example of where the Torah says blashon yachad, and therefore you would assume that it comes to be memai shutfus. Afal gav d'chsiv meiser d'gancha d'ilachin d'shutfus lo. So I would think that meiser, where it says meiser d'gancha, I would think that if there's shutfus, there's no chiv in meiser. So kas rachmana masro sechem. That's why the pasuk says blashon rab masro sechem el meiser d'gancha lemayasa. So what do I do with the pasuk that speaks blashon yachid? So what's it coming to tell me? Lemuti shutfus ta'ovid chavim. And now we're back to our originally scheduled answer, right? Lemuti shutfus ta'ovid chavim. The answer we've been giving all along, that if there's a shutfus of an ovid chavim, then you're taka pater from meisos. The Eshel Avram raises the question, why do I need a separate limu to tell me that shutfus is chayiv in meiser? The Gemara already previously told us that tvuas ha-shutfim is chayiv in truma. So if it's chayiv in truma, doesn't it make sense that it's chayiv in meisros? We learn the dinim of one to the other, just like we pater tvuas hefker from truma from the pasuk ba ha-levi, which is a pasuk that it says by meiser. So some of the acharim suggest that the Gemara is coming to be marbe meiser sheni, that it doesn't always have the same dinim as truma, because according to all the poskim, there's no chi of trumas and maisos mina Torah on Yerek, and as far as Maiser Sheni is concerned, the smag holds that there is a chi of mina Torah. So you see, Maiser Sheni is not always linked with truma, and maybe that's what we're coming to talk about over here. Maiser Sheni, which could not automatically be derived from truma. Next example, matanos. When it comes to the Zorah L'chayayim V'keva, the subject of the last parak, Avogav D'chaz Rachman of Anasun, even though the Torah says Vinnasan, which is singular, Sayikal Meimer, Yelp Nasin Nasina, Mereish Sages. And there's reason, not because it's singular, but rather because it says Vinnasan, so I would think that we learn Nasini Nasina, Mereish Sages, Malahalan the Shutafus Lo, Afkan the Shutafus Lo, just like by Mereish Sages, Shutfim Apater from Mereish Sages, so I might think by the Matanos as well, Shutfim Apater. Kasrachmana, Me'is Zov Chezevach. That's why it says a Beloshan Rabbin, to tell me that even a Behemoth of Shutfim is Chai. In matanos elataima the kasav rachmana meisov chayazevach. Oh, so the only reason I know that shutfim rachayiv matanos is because the pasuk uses that phrase meisov chayazevach. Halav hachi, but had it not been for that phrase, hava mina leil merish sages, then I naturally would have thought to taka learn it from reish sages, that just like reish sages is pater b'shutfus, so too matanos are pater b'shutfus. But says more adraba, why would I think to learn from reish sages neil of mitrumo? Wouldn't it make more sense to learn the matanos of Zerol, Chayayim, Bekeva from Truma, and therefore to be Mechayim v'shutvim? Says Mara Enachinami. You're right. We will learn from Truma, and therefore we don't really need the pasuk of Me'ezol Chayazevach to tell me that Shutvim are Chayiv in matanos. Obviously, the Chayiv in matanos, we learn it from Truma. Ela Me'ezol Chayazevach Lamali. So then what do I take to learn from Me'ezol Chayazevach? L'chadrava. Damrava Adinim Atabach. Remember that halacha that we learned about the matanos, that when it comes time to collect the matanos, you go and you collect them from the shochet himself, even though he's not the owner of the animal. He's the one that's responsible for giving the matanos. Bikurim, another example, where you have a lashon yachid, and nevertheless shutfim are still chayiv. Bikurim, alfagav dechsiv, even though the pasuk says by the mitzvah bikurim, artzicha. Pasuk says lekachtam rishis kol pri adam asher tavi me artzicha didach in the shutafus lo. Artzicha sounds like the chiv is only on your land that you grew the peros, that if it belongs to you exclusively. But if shutfim own that land, then you're not going to be chayiv. So kasrachmana bikurei kol asher ba'artzam loshon rabim to tell me even karka that belongs to shutfim is chayiv bikurim. Ela artzicha lamelisa. Then what do I do with the singular artzicha? Lemute chutzlaritz. To tell me that there's no chiv of bikurim in chutzlaritz. It only applies to peros that grow in Eretz Yisrael. Tosos raises the obvious kasha. I need a pasuk to tell me that bikurim is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael without a pasuk. Bikurim is a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. The Mishnah says in Kiddush Lamed Vav, kol mitzvah shetliya ba'aretz, eina noheges ela ba'aretz. Any mitzvah that's tliya ba'aretz, any mitzvah that's a chovas hakarka is not a chovas haguf. That's how we define tliya ba'aretz, is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. Bikurim is a chovas hakarka. So obviously it's only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. I don't need a pasuk of Artzicha to tell me that. So Tosos says, no, but since in that very same pasuk that talks about bikurim, it also tells us the din of basar b'chalav. The Torah also says reishis bikurim and maskat tavi b'yisrael melkecha, and then right away lo sevasha l'di b'chalev imau. So I would have thought that we should be makish bikurim to basar b'chalav. That just like basar b'chalav is knowing even in chutz la'aretz, bikurim is also knowing in chutz la'aretz. That's why I need artzicha to tell me a special limud that bikurim applies in Eretz Yisrael only, and not in chutz la'aretz like basar b'chalav. Tosfos Harash gives a different answer. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that according to Rabbi Meir, someone who buys peros, who even buys peros, doesn't grow them, who buys peros, is chayiv in bikurim. So that if that's true, it would mean that it's not a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. In which case, I would not know automatically that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That's why I need Artzicha to tell me it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Another din that the Gemara says that you would have thought shutfim are excluded from tzitzis, avagav the chatz rachman ksuscha, even though the Torah says ksuscha in lashon yachid, didachin deshutafus lo, which would lead me to believe that if the beged is owned b'shutfus, you're pat from tzitzis. Chatz rachman akante bigdehem l'dorosam. Since it says bigdehem lashon rabim, it tells me that even if the beged is owned b'shutfus, you're still chayiv in tzitzis. Elo ksuscha lamali. So what do I learn from the singular ksuscha? Lichad Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda, Tala Sheula Patamana Tzitzis Kol Shloshim Yom. From ksuscha, I learned that if you borrow a talis, you're part from tzitzis Kol Shloshim Yom. If you borrow a talis, you're not chayiv in tzitzis. So why is it that the minig is someone comes to shul, they don't have a talis, so they just borrow a talis from somebody? The minig is typically that people do say a bracha. So we assume that when a person borrows a talis, the person who's lending him the talis wants him to be able to say a bracha. So he's not really lending him the talis. He's doing whatever kind of kinyan is necessary in order to allow him to say a bracha. So it's a matan al menas lahachzir or something like that. Something that will enable him to say a bracha. Because strictly speaking, if you borrow a talis, you're part from zuzah. Also interesting, strictly speaking, a talis shel shutfim, like we just said, is chayiv in mezuzah. If you use a shul's talis for anything, you put on a talis that belongs to the shul, l'chara, it's chayiv in tzitzin, therefore chayiv in a bracha. Yet the common practice is a person gets up daven for an amud, a person gets up to get an aliyah, and they don't say a bracha on talis. So we have it backwards, really, l'chara. You come into a shul where you're not a member of the shul, so you're not one of the shutfim or whatever, and you just borrow their talis, and all of a sudden everyone's saying brachas. You go up and you get an aliyah, and in your shul you get you daven for an amud in your shul, and no one's saying brachas. So Achronim point out that it's strange. Our minhag seems to be the exact opposite of what the halach is. So we justify that on the one hand, when you're borrowing the talis, you're not really borrowing it. When you're using the shul talis, it's only bederach. It's only a beged that's worn for kavod. It's not really worn as a regular talis. You're just doing it for kavod at sibur, and therefore, maybe you're part from talis or something. They come up with all sorts of explanations of why that is. Now, so midaraisa, someone who borrows talis is pater even after 30 days. It's a din midrabanan that he's chayiv after 30 days because it's going to look like it's his talis. The Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Shimshon that even if the tzitzios are already tied on the talis and you want to be misati from the talis, the first 30 days, you don't say a bracha. But the Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says, now this is telling me that if you wear a Begadet al Kanfus in the first 30 days that you borrow it, you don't have to put on tzitzis. But if there are tzitzis there already, then you should say a bracha. Right? So that would explain the person who walks into shul and borrows the talis saying a bracha if you held like that Ritva. But in Shulchan Aruch, we don't hold like that that Ritva. Okay, Makkah, next example. To put a mark on a roof, avagav the kasher rachmana ligagecha in the singular didach in the shutafus lo, and therefore I would assume it only applies when you are the exclusive owner of the roof, but not if there are partners in it. Kasher rachmana keep al anofel mimenu. That's why the pasuk says the reason for the makkah is that someone might fall off the roof, and you don't want a dangerous situation. Any house that's a reasonable concern is chayiv in makkah. So obviously, bayis shal shutafim has the same concern, the same danger concern as a house that's owned by just a single person. Ela gagecha lemayasa. So what do I learn from the word gagecha? Lumutei bate knesios bate midrashos. Gagecha comes to tell me bate knesios bate midrashos are pata from makkah. So you could build the tall shul in town, and nevertheless you don't need a makkah on the top of the shul. That's how Rashi explains in his his first pshat, that since everyone is able to use them and it doesn't belong to any individual, they're not included in gagecha, which implies ownership. But by a shul, anybody could come use a shul, even b'nei medina siyam, people who aren't even part of the community. They never paid a building fund, they never paid a membership, but anyone could come in and use a shul. That's the way shuls work. So says Rashi, that's why it's not included in gagecha. The Chazon Ish, however, raises a fundamental question over here. What did we just say? That yechayv in makkah even in a Bayishal Shutafim, because Bayishal Shutafim, the roof is just as dangerous as any other roof. But Gagecha, Lumutei Batei Knesios, Ubatei Midrashos. Ask Chazanish. Even though the mitzvah of Makkah, maybe there's some sort of ptur for a basic Knesset, but the pasuk that says by Makkah, we learn that a person has to be careful from anything that has sakana. We learn from Makkah, you're not allowed to leave a bor b'chatzero. The Sifri darshan from the pasuk, you're not allowed to be megadel kelav ra. You're not allowed to leave a sulam ru'ua. The Gemara says in Masechta Baba Kama. So why aren't you mechayev the gag beis haknesses mitam sakana? And if you can say that, well, no one really uses a gag beis haknesses, there's no chashash sakana. That's why he doesn't need a Makkah. So then that should be the reason for the ptur, not because everyone is able to use a shul and it's therefore not gagecha, just because it's pashut, not dangerous. And anytime something is not dangerous, there's no chiyuv. Furthermore, says the Chazon Ish, the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Nun Aleph says that a bayis that's ein begova shir asar tefachim, that's less than 10 tefachim tall, is pater mimakah. And in Sukkah, the Gemara tells us that a bayis that doesn't have a shir of arba al arba amos is pater from a makah, because it's so small, you can't live in such a house, it's not considered a bayis. Well, in Manavshach, if we're talking about a situation where you use the roof, so then there is a sakana. Adrab, there's more of a sakana. It's not even 4x4 amos. Much easier to just walk right off of the roof. Much easier to fall off of the roof. So why wouldn't there be a chiyuv of makkah? And if they don't use it, then there's no sakana, even if it's a much larger house and it shouldn't require a makkah. So Chazon Ish suggests that every gag is not considered hazeko matzui, because someone who goes up to a roof knows that he's going up to a roof, and therefore he's always a little more cautious when he goes up on the roof. And that's minhago shalolam, that when people go up on a roof, they're very, very careful because they realize that they're on a roof. And just like if you climb a tree, there's no chiyuv makkah in a tree. People might climb a tree, yeah, but they know that they're climbing a tree, so they know that they have to be very careful. So in the Gemara B'Masiyah, Kufid Beis says it's always a danger to climb a tree, but the Torah's mechadesh that for a Beis Dira there's a chiyuv makkah, and that we have to be choshish for that minimal sakana, even though it's not enough of a sakana to actually be a concern lahalacha. So if the Beis doesn't have a shir dira, it's less than 10 tefachim tall, or less than 4x4 amos, or there's no one that lives in the house, it's a beis haknesses, or an ilan, or a kevesh, they're all pata from mitzvah makkah, and there's no chiyuv mitzat sakana, because the sakana doesn't rise to that level. Similar to the shitas harash in the 10th parak maseches pesachim, the rush discusses why it is that we always dip the maror in the charoses. The Mishnah says, according to the Tanakhama, we dip maror in charoses because otherwise the maror could be dangerous, right? That it has bacteria or whatever, and the charoses kills the bacteria. Well, the whole year I eat lettuce. The whole year I have salads, and I'm never dipping it in charoses. Okay, maybe a salad dressing accomplishes it, but no one's makbid about doing that the whole year. Says the Rosh, no, it's not really dangerous. It's a very, very, very slim chance of danger. But dafka, when doing a mitzvah, we're extra careful not to do anything that will be dangerous. So it's a similar idea in the sense that you always think of it as, oh, this is mishum sakana, but it's really for such a minuscule chance of sakana that it really wouldn't be mechayev mishum sakana alone. It's only because, now in the case of Pesachim, it's because of the fact that it's a mitzvah, which is an interesting idea, that whenever we're doing a mitzvah, we have to be extra careful that the mitzvah not lead to sakana, because that would be a great chilul Hashem. If people say, oh, another house burnt down because of Hanukkah candles, that's a terrible chilul Hashem. So we have to be super careful when it comes to a mitzvah, that a mitzvah should never lead to sakana. Okay, so up until now we've been explaining Rava, who holds that even though Rabbi Eloi patters Tzon Shal Shutfim from Reish Sagez, in all of these other cases, he's Mechayiv, in all these other 10 cases, 10 other mitzvahs, he's Mechayiv Shal Shutfim. Says Mar, not everyone agrees to Rava. Amar Rabbi Barbai, less Nuhulani Klali. I don't agree with all of these Klalim that Rava said, that Rabbi Eloi would be Moda in all these other cases that Shutfim are Chayiv. Titanya, because there's a Brisa, Behemes HaShutafin, Chayevis Bibachora, for Rabbi Eloi, Potra. Rabbi Eloi holds that Behemes Shutfim is Pot from Bechora. My time is Rabbi Lai. Why does Rabbi Lai hold spots from Bechor? Because the Pasuk says, when it comes to Bechor, Bechorcha, Vitzoncha, so since the Pasuk speaks Peloshim Yachid, we see that only if it's owned by an individual, not if it's owned by Shutfim. I, Vaksiv, Bekarchem, Vitzonchem, Dekulu Yisrael. What about the fact that it also speaks Peloshim Rabbim? That's speaking Peloshim Rabbim to Klal Yisrael. That you should always bring your Bechor to the Beis HaMikdash. But you see from this price that Rabbi Lai patters a Behemoth of Shutfim from Bechorah. That's against what Rava said. That was one of the items on Rava's list, that Rabbi Eloi would be Mechayev. Amar Rav Chanina Misura, Les Nulani Klali. I also think that Rava's list is invalid, is incorrect. Detanya, Behemas HaShutafin, Chayev's Matanos, that Yechayev is Rav Chayev Mechayev, but Rabbi Eloi, Poter! Rabbi Eloi holds that Behemas HaShutafin is Poter from Matanos, against what Rava said. My time, Yalf Nasina Nasina, Meresh Sagez. Why is the Behemas HaShutafin Poter from Matanos? Because we learned it out from Reish Sagez. And Reish Sagez, Rabbi Eloi, said explicitly that it's Pater from Matanos. Malalan du Shutafas Lo, Afkan du Shutafas Lo, just like by Reish Sagez, Shutfim are Pater from Reish Sagez, so too by Matanos. These Salkadaitach Bitshuma Mechayiv, and if you're going to assume, like Rava, that Rabbi Eloi would be Mechayiv Shal Shutfim in Truma, well then, why would you learn Reish Sagez why would you learn Matanos from Reish Sagez, Nelev Nesina Nesina Mitruma? It would be much more logical to learn Nesina Nesina from Truma rather than from Reish Sagez. Elish Mamina, Bitchumanami Poter. It must be that Rabbi Eloi holds his din that Shal Shutfim is Poter even by Truma as well. So the entire list that Rava gave of all these cases, Shal Shutafim, where Rava wanted to say that Rabbi Eloi will be Moda, that you're Chayiv. A lot of the other Amoraim are not so convinced that Rabbi Eloi is going to be Moda, that you're Chayiv. Now, we said, the first explanation was, that Rabbi Eloi derives the Ptur Shutfus of Novid Chavim from Bereish Sagez, from a Hekish to Truma. So says Gemara, so now we're going to say, well, wait a second. If we really have a Hekish between Reish Sagez and Truma, what would that mean for us? How many different halachos can I now learn from Reish Sagez if I'm really going to link Reish Sagez to Truma? So says Gemara, Ima Truma ba'aretz in, b'chutz la'aretz lo. So Truma is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in chutz la'aretz. Afresh Sagez ba'aretz in, b'chutz la'aretz lo. Aye, but it said in our Mishnah b'feirish that it applies even in chutz la'aretz. So Rabbi Yossi mina harbil in, yeah, Rabbi Eloi would in fact agree that Reish Sagez only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in chutz la'aretz. V'atanya, and after all, the Brisa tells us, Rabbi Eloi omer, matanos ein noagin ela ba'aretz. The matanos kunav zrol l'chayim v'keva are only in and Reish Sagez is also is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. The question is, do we paskin like both of those statements of Rabbi Eloi, or only the second one? Because the Gemara is going to come to Allah halacha conclusion that we pass them like Rabbi Eli, at least as far as Reish Sagei is concerned, but Machlokes Rishonim, whether that halacha conclusion applies to the first half as well, to the Zrola Chayai Mekeva as well. My time is Rabbi Eli. Why does Rabbi Eli think that Reish Sagei is in Chutz Laretz is Potter, that you don't give Reish Sagei in Chutz Laretz? Amaravi Yalof Nasina Nasina Mitruma, because of that link with Truma. That's where he learns it from. The pasuk by Truma and by Reish Sagei both use the term Nasina. Matruma Baritzin Mechutz Laretz Lo, after Reish Sagei Baritzin Mechutz Laretz Lo. So to Reish Sagei is only in Eretz Yisrael and doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. So that's a question. Is there a hider to try to be Mekayim Reish Sagei in Chutz Laretz? Tosos writes that when we say we pass like Rabbi Eloi, that no guk Rabbi Eloi, we're going to say later in the daf, it's because we're machriya the halacha like Rabbi Eloi, and that's why we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha is like Rabbi Eloi, that it doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. So then the question becomes, okay, but what if you want to do it? The Yerushalmi has a comment, where Yerushalmi says, Kal patim eradav v'alseyu, Yerushalmi m'sach ha-shabbos, anyone who's patim from something and does it anyway is nikra hedil, is considered to be an idiot. So do we say that is true when it comes to Reish Sagei's, or do we say no? That since the Stam Mishnah and it seems the majority of Tanayim and Amoraim seem told that there's a chiv of Reish Sagei's, and it only says Nagu Alma Rabbi Eloi, that we're knowing like Rabbi Eloi, but maybe really the halacha is otherwise. So Bikur Yosef writes that even though Bnei Eretz Yisrael chayv Reish Sagei's, and the sheet of the Ramban and the Ritva Maseches Kiddushin is that when you do a mitzvah that other people are chayv in and you are pater in, that's not called hedyot, meaning if a woman, let's say, volunteers a mitzvah shazman grama, she's not nikra hedyot for volunteering a mitzvah shazman grama, because you're not just making something up out of thin air. You're taking something that people are chayiv in, you just happen to have a specific exemption. So I would have said the same is true Reish Sagei's. Other people are chayiv in, who's that? Bnei Eretz Yisrael. I'm pater because I'm in Chutz La'aretz. So I would think that there's nothing wrong, that it's not nikra hedyot. Says Birka Yosef, yes, it is nikra hedyot, because other people are in your position are not chayiv. Meaning other people in Chutz La'aretz, in this makom, are not chayiv. And therefore he thinks that it still would be considered a hedyot for someone to be makbid on Reish Sagei's in Chutz La'aretz. Says more further now. Not where it's born, where the shearing is done, where the shearing is. But not where the person is either. It's where the shearing of the animal is done. That's the chiv of Reish Sagei's. So says Gemara, Amalei Abaye. So says Abaye, Ima Truma Toveles. So maybe I'll say is that what we're up to? Yeah, so Ima Truma Toveles. So should we say that Rabbi Eloi holds that we should learn from this Kazer Shavah to Truma, that just like Truma will cause, if you don't take Truma, everything's Tevel, Af Reish Sagei's Toveles. Maybe you should say that Reish Sagei's causes everything to be Tevel if you don't take Reish Sagei's. Amalei. So Rava responds, Amrakra, Reish Sagei's Son Chatitein Lo. Ein L'chabo, Elo Me Reishiso Ve'elech. That gaze is only from the time of the Reish Sagei's, only from the time of the Afrasha. Prior to the Afrasha, there's no din tevel, there's no iser. Ima truma chayav mala misa v'chomesh. So I might say, okay, but if we're still comparing Reish Sagei's to truma, if a zar eats truma and he does it b'mezid, he's chayav misa b'dei shemaim, and if he eats a b'shogeg, he has to pay an additional chomesh. Af Reish Sagei's, maybe I say the same thing of a zar getting hana from Reish Sagei's, chayav mala misa v'chomesh. So I'm a crowd. That's why the pasuk says, when it comes to Neonish Misa, if you do it b'mezid, the pasuk says umesu vo. Pasuk says v'shamrus mishmarti v'lo Yisrael avchet umesu vo ki chaluhu. So when it comes to to the chomesh, when you eat truma b'shogeg, the pasuk says v'yasaf alav v'ish ki yochel kodesh b'shkag v'yasaf chamishiso alav. So we darshan alav v'lo Reish Sagei's. That's a meal to tell me that those dinim only apply to Truma and not where you would have thought to apply them through Nesina Nesina to Reish Sagei's. Says Mara, but Vaiter, Ima Truma Rishon Vesheni Achorel. Truma is followed by Maisa Rishon Maisa Sheni. Af Reish Sagei's Rishon Vesheni Achorel. Maybe Reish Sagei should be followed by a Rishon and a Sheni after it. Amakra, Reishis. In the Chabav, El Reishis Bavad. That's why the Torah says Reish. Reishis to tell me that only the Reishis is chayiv. There's only a chiv of Reishis. There's no chiv of anything beyond that. I would have thought the opposite. I would have thought that if you're going to say Reishis, it means that there's a second and a third, right? So, no, the Rashi explains over here from the fact that the pasuk could have said Reishis to ganecha v'tiroshcha v'tzarecha migeis tzoncha titelo. They should give the Reishis of your grain and your shearings, but it didn't do that. The pasuk said another Reishis before geis tzoncha, to divide, to split the Reishis of Truma, where it's the first of many matanos, and the Reishis of geis, where it's the only matana. Ima Truma mechadash aliyashan lo, afresh sageis mechadash aliyashan lo. So I might say that just like by Truma, you can't give from last year's from this year's produce to cover last year's produce. Reish sageis should be the same. Says Mara in. Yeah, that limud is actually true. Vatanya, we have a brisa. Hayulos shtei rechelos. If you have two sheep, gazaz v'iniach. Gazaz v'niach, you keep shearing and leaving it aside this year, and you do it shnayim shlosh shanim for 2 or 3 years, and now you want to be mafresh reish sageis from 5 different gizos that you did, but it was only from 2 sheep. Ain mitstarfos, they're not mitstarif, because you need 5 sheep for reish sageis. Oh, but hachamish mitstarfos. It sounds like if you do have 5 sheep, they're mitstarif to the shear, even though they weren't all nigzaz in the same year. Vatanya, the brisa, we have another brisa that even 5 sheep that are divided up in different years are in mitstarfos. We have another brisa that tells us that they're not mitstarif. So what do? We have one brisa that tells me they're mitstarif from year to year, or at least implies that way. Another brisa says explicitly not mitstarif. El shemamina had rabbi loy. Hadraban must be, that's exactly the machlokas. Rabbi Loi thinks that there's a hakish between Reish Sagez and Truma, and therefore if Truma cannot be given from 1 year on the next, on the previous year, neither can Reish Sagez. That's that brisa, where the Rabban would disagree. The Rabban would say that there's no link with Truma, and therefore Reish Sagez can be you can give Reish Sagez from 1 year on the previous year. Next comparison to Truma, Ima Truma, Gadol B'chiyuv Chayiv, the Truma that grew in the Rishos of Yisrael, even though he bought the field from Levi Chavim, is Chayiv in Truma, but Gadol B'ptur, that which grew while it was in the Rishos of Levi Chavim, is Pater Mitruma. Afrei Sagez Nami, Gadol B'chiyuv Chayiv B'ptur Pater. Maybe we say the same by Reish Sagez, the wool that grew while it was under the ownership of a non-Jew should be Pater from Reish Sagez. Says Mar V'gabi Truma Nalan, how do you know that that's Taka true when it comes to Truma? The time Yisrael Shalakach Sad B'sur Yomei a Jew buys a field in Surya from a non-Jew, Adshalo v'yashlish, before the grain is 1/3 of its growth, so it's considered to be not grain at all, chayiv. So then the Jew is chayiv in all Trumas u'Maisos. Mishi v'yashlish, if the Jew first purchased it after the grain was already 1/3 grown, Rabbi Akiva mechayiv b'tosefes, Rabbi Akiva says you have to take Maisos from whatever it grows after that. V'cham potum, the Chum say everything goes by the shlish harishon, and since the shlish harishon happened in the out of while it was under the ownership of an Ovid Chavim, it's considered as if the whole thing was under the Ovid Chavim. So you see that which grew in Rishos Yisrael is Chayiv in Truma, that which grew in the Rishos of an Ovid Chavim is Pater. So according to Rabbi Loi, we should learn that the same is true by Rishos Sageis. That wool that grew in Rishos of an Chavim should be Pater, that wool that grew in Rishos Yisrael should be Chayiv. V'chitei Machinami, and if you're going to say Ein Achinami, we'll say the same thing by Rishos Sageis, Vatnan. But no, we have a Mishnah that tells us that we learned already. Halokeach Geis. If you buy the shearings of a sheep of Novik Chavim, you didn't buy the sheep itself, you just bought the shearings, Pater Reish Sageis. That's not called Soncha, so you Pater from Reish Sageis. But the implication is Hatsono Ligzos. If you buy a fully grown sheep that has tons and tons of wool on it, and you buy the whole sheep from Novik Chavim, Chayiv, even though all that wool grew in the Rishos of the Novik Chavim, you're Chayiv in Reish Sageis. So you see that even that which grew under the ownership of an Ovid Chavim Rechayiv. So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Eloi would pass from Reish Sageis that did not grow with you. Masnis and Delok Rabbi Eloi. That our Mishnah is going against Rabbi Eloi. But in a Chinami, Rabbi Eloi would say that you're Pater because we compare it to Truma. Another comparison to Truma, Ima Truma, mi min al she'ino min alo, afresh Sageis min al she'ino min alo. Maybe just like by Truma, you can't be mafresh from one min or another. Reish Sageis, you can't be mafresh from one type of sheep another. Megabit Truma Nalan. How do I know that that's true by Truma? The Tanya Brisa tells us, Hailo Shnemine Te'enim. Shcharos Ulevamos. You have two types of figs. You have black ones and you have white ones. V'chein Shnemine Chitin. You have two types of wheat. Ein Tom Ramas Mizal. You can't take Truma's Master from one and the other. Rabbi Yitzchak Shum Rabbi Elazar. Some of Girsa Elai over here. It's an important Girsa. But because obviously we're within the sheet of Rabbi Elai. Rabbi Yitzchak says the name Rabbi Elazar, let's say, that Beishami Omrim Ein Tomin. That Beishami says you can't be Torim from one on the other because it's considered two separate minim, but Beisil says you can be Torim because they're not considered two separate minim. But you see, at least according to the Tanakama, black and white figs are considered Shnei Minim, and therefore you can't be Mafresh Shumer from one on the other. So Afresh Sagez Minal Shein Amin Alav. So Resh Sagez would say the same thing, that that you can't be Torim from one min to the other. And says, well, yeah, Rabbi Lai would say, Resh Sagez, you cannot be Torim, a black sheep on a white sheep, a white sheep on a black sheep. Vatanan, and we have a Mishnah like this, that if Balatzon sells all of the gaze tzono, all of the shearings of his sheep, when it's still mechuber to the behema, the lokeach is one that has to be mafresh resh sagaze. If he only sells some of the shearings of the sheep, the mocher has to be mafresh even for the chelek that he sold to the lokeach. Hayilo shnei minim, but we said in the Mishnah that if you have two minim, shchufos levanos, you have gray sheep and you have white sheep, machlo shchufos of lo levanos, and you sold them, the gray sheep, but you didn't sell them the white sheep, zenos in the atzmo, vizenos in the atzmo. Then the halacha is the mocher has to give his own resh sagez, because he kept one entire min, and the lokeach has to get the other. So don't you see from here that they're considered two separate minim? So you see exactly like truma, that you're not mafresh mimin al shein amino. Says Gemara, Elameata, no, that can't be the explanation, because then how do you explain the rest of the Mishnah? Sefer the Ketani, the Mishnah goes on to say, Zechar Mavalon Kevos, that if the Mocher sells only the male sheep and not the female sheep, Zenos in the Atzmo, Zenos in the Atzmo. Each one gives their own Resh Sagez. Hakinam Yishim to train Minininu. You want to tell me Zechar and the Kevos are considered two separate Minim, and therefore you're not Mafresh Resh Sagez from one on the other, and that's why everyone has to be Mafresh their own, the Mocher is own, the Lokech is own? No, that's obviously not the case. Male and female of the same species cannot be considered two separate minim. No, so what's the din? What's the reason for the din? Min adin, you could be mafresh from zecharim and kevos, or from the kevos on zecharim. But the Mishnah is coming to tell me an etzah tova. That a person should give resh sagez to the kohen from the female sheep, which is a higher quality wool, only on the female sheep, and for the male sheep, which is a lower quality wool, he should give me giza zecharim. So he should be coming from the lokech a little bit of the gay zecharim that he sold to him, and that way he'll be able to be mafresh for them, because otherwise he's going to have to be mafresh from the nekevos, which are meshubach, even for the zecharim, and he's going to lose out. So that's what from the fact that the Mishnah links zecharim and nekevos to a case of gray and white sheep, hachanami etzatova kamashvot. The lace of the mitzvah that the kohen should give to the kohen two gizos, not just the giza from the white sheep on all of them, because then you're going to lose money. But it's simply an etzah tova. So says Maru Kimnul Masnisin the Lok Rabbi Loi. From you see that the Mishnah holds that you can be mafresh resh sagez on min al she'enu mino, and that's against Rabbi Loi, who thinks that you have to learn everything from Truma. Says yeah, that's okay. The Mishnah could be against Rabbi Loi. We've already said the Mishnah is against Rabbi Loi. So there's another way in which the Mishnah is against Rabbi Loi. Says Maru but Vayter ima. Says Mar, maybe we should say that there's a din by Resh Sagez, you need Shira and Nikarin, that you can't be mafresh all of it for Resh Sagez, just like you can't make your entire Gor and Truma because you need Shira and Nikarin. Says Mar, you're right, Rabbi Lai would say that you do have to leave some over that's not Resh Sagez. But tonight, and we have a mission on the first paragraph of Mesechus Chala, Ha'omer, Kol Gorni Truma, Kol Isasi Chala. Person says, I want all my produce to be Truma, I want the whole dough to be Chala. Lomer, it's worthless. You need shirayim. You need something that's not truma. Hakol gizai reishis tvarav kayamin. But the implication is, if you want to say that I want all my shearings to be reishis, that does work. But v'tani yidach, we have another brisa that tells me that if you say kol gizasi reishis lo amar klum, that it's nothing. El lav shramina Rabbi Loi ha rabbanan shramina. It must be that's the machlokas tanaim Rabbi Loi and the rabbanan, whether you need shirani karin by reish sagiz as well. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, halachic conclusion. Ha'idna no galma kani tlasabi. Now we paskin, we're knowing like the following three shitos in Shas. Kirabilai b'resh sagez. We pass like Rabilai with resh sagez as far as chutz laretz is concerned. That there's no resh sagez in chutz laretz against our Mishnah. Titani Rabilai Omer, resh sagez in the noeg, ela ba'aretz. So that was the question that we said before in the Rishonim. Do we also pass like Rabilai by matanos? But by resh sagez for sure. Krabidim ha'mesera b'divrei Torah. We pass like Rabidim ha'mesera when it comes to divrei Torah. What does that mean? Titani Rabidim ha'mesera Omer, ein divrei Torah mekablam tumah. Rabidim ha'mesera holds that divrei Torah are not mekabal tumah. What does it mean? Not Makabal Tumah. So the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis tells us that one of the takanos that Ezra was misakein was that a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah until he goes to the mikveh. So we paskin that no, Divrei Torah not Makabal Tumah, like Rabbi Dovid Maseira said. Tosus raises the question over there, how does Rabbi Dovid Maseira have the authority to be Mevatel Takanas Ezra? Ezra came way before. So he says either Rabbi Yudah held that Ezra didn't include this in the takana, or Ezra made a Tanai originally that anyone who wants to come to be Mvatel Takana is allowed to, or the Takana Ezra, you're allowed to be Mvatel because it was never Pashto Rov Yisrael. It was never widely accepted in Rov Yisrael. Uk Rabbi Yoshia Beklaim, and we also pass like Rabbi Yoshia Beklaim. Titan Rabbi Yoshia Omer Leolam in Chayiv, Ad Sheyizra Chita Usor Vachartim Bemapolis Yad. You only Chayiv in Klaim if you plant three different Minim all together Bemapolis Yad. Someone told me that they were on a farm with their kids and they saw people throwing seeds. And he said, what is that? They said, we're planting. So he said, can I throw one? They said, yeah, you can throw also. And he planted also. And they said, what did I just plant? And they said, oh, well, this is that. He realized he just planted Klaim. For three different things, b'mapolus yad. So that's exactly what the description is. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow. Mm-hmm.